Hey friends, thanks for checking out this video. So question for you, have you ever been in denial about some small problem in your life, hoping that it would just go away, but it didn't go away? It ended up getting worse because you ignored the small little issue. Maybe it was at your house, and you had some plumbing problems and you should have just called a plumber, but you ignored it and then it led to big complications, maybe some big pipe bursts, some water damage all over your house. I don't know. Maybe you've ever done that before. Maybe you've had some complication with your health and you knew there was some problem, maybe some pain, some infection. You just ignored it. And well, because you ignored it, it got worse. The infection spread and what was just a small problem that could have been fixed with a simple pill ends up being a surgery, some procedure. Maybe it's been with your car, right? This is how I see this in my life all the time with my car, because I'm not a car guy. I remember the first car I ever bought was $500, and so I didn't have much motivation to take care of it and do all the routine maintenance you should do for your car. So it would make a noise, and my natural reaction would be, turn up the radio, you know, drive with the windows down, and you can't even, it sounds fine, right? I don't hear any rattling. I remember one time going onto my car, and I saw some fluids collecting underneath my car, and I thought, you know, I think it rained last night. I think it rained. It's probably just water. And that happened multiple times, and I always rationalized away, and I should have just said, Sean, just at least just check the fluids, but I was in denial. Or I was in denial that I might have to put some money into this piece of junk car to keep it on the road. I didn't want to even think about it, so I didn't even check the fluids. I just pretend it's gotta be water. And well, that denial ended up backfiring, hurting me when I take it down to Pennsylvania to visit some family. I get some gas at a gas station. I put in reverse because there's a car in front of me at the pump and it's not going in reverse. I can go forward. And so I tell the people in front of me, hey, could you back up so I can get out of here? So they back up. I take it to a mechanic down there in Pennsylvania. And he says, dude, you busted your transmission. You've been ignoring that your transmission fluid has been leaking and, well, you need a new car now. And so I had to junk that car and I had to go carless for a while. But, you know, that's oftentimes, I think, how we are with small little problems. We ignore them. They don't go away. We pretend they don't exist, but then they lead to bigger problems down the line oftentimes, right? It happens with us relationally. There's some small little conflict, whether it's with a spouse, whether it's the kids, maybe a coworker, and when we don't address the issue, it just festers. It just grows, leads to more hurt feelings, more bitterness, and our relationship oftentimes just ends up breaking down. Maybe it's some intrapersonal, something inside of us that we're dealing with, and we just hopefully pretend that it'll go away. Maybe it's, you know, lust, maybe it's greed, maybe it's anger, right? Maybe it's fear, or just like, it'll just go away someday. But the Bible says that's not how we find healing from these sins in our lives, from these things that lead to bondage and breakdowns in our relationship and with ourselves. No, the Bible says if we ignore the problem, it's not going to get better. That's why the Bible says confess your sins. Get it out in the open. Because as we say at Celebrate Recovery, that there's no healing in hiding. No, you want to find healing, you want to find restoration, confess it. I love how 1 John puts it. 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 says this, if we claim to be without sin, right? We ignore the problem. Well, I'm good. It's fine. It's nothing. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Yeah, I think John says, a lot of people live in denial. There's a lot of people who are saying, I'm fine. There's no problem. But John says this, hey, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So John's saying, hey, don't pretend you've got everything figured out. Don't pretend that you're fine. Understand that everybody, we all have our problems. We've all got our issues. The question is, are we going to be open and honest about it and confess it to God and to other people so that we can find healing? James chapter 5 says we are to do that. James chapter 5 is saying, hey, is anybody sick amongst you? You know, James is talking to these Christians. Is anyone sick? Hey, if you're sick, hey, you should call people, elders of the church, to come pray for you. Tell them what you're going through. They can pray for you. And then he says, hey, and you should also confess your sins to one another so that you can be healed. Yeah, James says, confess your sins to each other so that you can be healed. I think, right, not only should we confess our sins to people that we've hurt and say, hey, I confess this, I'm sorry, I've hurt you, I said something wrong, that was my bad, would you forgive me? Yeah, we first and foremost need to confess sins to people that we've committed against. But then there's other sins that maybe we've not even done to anybody, right? Maybe we're just greedy. Maybe we're just prideful. Maybe we've lusted. Maybe we've coveted, and it's not really necessarily affected anybody, but it's affecting us, right? It's locking us in cages of sins and bondage to these various desires that we have that aren't good, that aren't healthy. And we should get that out in the open. We should not pretend that nobody else sees it and that it's fine, it's not hurting us. No, it's hurting us. And so James says, don't keep it to yourself, get it out in the open. There is no healing in hiding. There's no healing in hiding, and so talk about it. Find somebody that you trust that you can confess your sins to, and you can pray for one another so you can find healing and wholeness once again. If you don't have people like that in your life, I want to encourage you to check out our Celebrate Recovery Ministry at our church. We meet every Friday night on Zoom right now, and so maybe you're like, I don't live in Northern Virginia. I check out these videos, these devotionals somewhere else. For right now, you can join us on Zoom every Friday night. And you can find a community of people that you can talk to about your struggles, and you'll find other people there that are, you know, doing routine maintenance every week. We do routine maintenance. We just look at our hearts. We look at our week and say, man, when was I prideful? When was I greedy? When did I lust? You know, when did I lash out at my kids? Did I lie this week? Did I not tell the truth all the time? And we just confess where we messed up. And we also confess victories that we had. And we get to encourage one another and pray for one another. And through this journey together, we are finding healing from our hurts, our hangups, and our bad habits. And so, if you don't have a community like that, come, you know, email info@newlife.church, and we'll get you connected with our leadership at Celebrate Recovery so we can take you through the orientation and you can join us. We'll be back in person soon, but for right now, you can join us online on Friday nights. So just let's think about that again. Are you in denial about anything in your life, maybe a small problem that you're hoping will go away, some issue that you would rather just ignore, you maybe been sweeping under the rug for a long time? I would imagine most of us have something, right? Maybe we've swept under the rug for so long we don't even realize it's there anymore. But this week, that's my challenge. Sometime this week, spend some time reflecting on your week. Think, man, how have I fallen short of God's glory this week? How have I sinned in some way, when they're maybe against a child, maybe against a parent, maybe against a coworker, maybe personally, maybe I've thought bad thoughts, done something wrong. How have I sinned this week? Is there anything that I need to get out? Confess to God, confess to somebody else so I can find more healing that Jesus offers. That's my challenge. Let me pray for us and ask God to reveal those things to us this week. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit that's able to come into our hearts and convict us of certain things, convict us of sins, convict us where we're falling short, and how through Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross, we're able to find healing. We pray, God, that you would help us to be able to see those areas of our lives, those things in our lives that we would rather ignore, those sins that we would rather pretend this didn't exist. We would confess them. So we can find healing, God. Convict us. Help us to swallow our pride so we can be open about them, not live in them any longer. So we can have more freedom, God. We thank you for that freedom that's available through your son, Jesus. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.